Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is your host, Jamal Brown. You're listening to Just the Freedom Radio Show. I have on the line with me a gentleman by the name of Omar Hanley. Mr. Omar Hanley, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'm live from New York City. I'm in Lower Manhattan.
Awesome.
And I have a few people here with a few comments.
That's awesome.
Hello.
That's awesome.
Hi.
Yes.
Can you give us the name, please?
Marjan Mogadam.
I'm sorry.
Marjan Mogadam.
What do you think about this?
I think it's amazing. I was originally here last May 12th for the union rally down on Wall Street, and I've been coming down to Occupy Wall Street since September 17th. And today, without exception, has been the most amazing day. Not only has it been the biggest march, but it's also been the one that has had, I think, the greatest diversity. We've had young and old people here. We have people of all colors, union people, students, hipsters, musicians, retirees, artists. People from all walks of life are here, and the energy is just amazing. I feel such a sense of solidarity with everyone. I mean, you literally see little old ladies, you know, walking hand in hand with, like, younger people, and it's just amazing to be here and to be a part of this. And it really feels like this is the beginning of something really great for New York, really great for this country, and possibly really great for our world.
Thank you. That was lovely. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Omar, Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
And your name is?
Paul Hopkins.
Hey, how long have you been here?
I've been on and off here for a couple of weeks. I live in New York, so I come down whenever I can, stay here whenever I can. I'm here a lot.
And why are you here?
I'm here, I mean, like everybody else, you know, just, I don't think the current structure of, it allows for a large percentage of the wealth to accumulate a small percentage of the population. I don't agree with it, so, I come to support the movement, and I help out, do what I can.
Thank you. And I forgot to ask you a question. Did I ask you why were you here?
I'm here because I'm scared for my country. I'm here. I mean, that was actually a black art that I saw that I really believe in. I'm here because I'm scared of the direction and the trajectory that this country is if we're at this point where if we don't change course, we're going to regret it.
Thank you. Leslie, and this is what's going on in the park. I have another person here. Could you give us your comment, please?
Oh, hey, man, I'm just here for human rights. There's no jobs, no education available. And, you know, to put it plainly, I'm just sick and tired of it. So I'm just here to voice my opinion and, you know, put my body in the position to march and, you know, stick to human rights in general.
How long have you been here?
Oh, man, what time is it now, actually?
9:30.
I've been here since really, since 4 o'clock.
How long are you planning on staying?
I have no idea. I'm going to go until, I'm here until the movement.
You plan on coming back?
Sure, definitely. I was watching it on the net, YouTube, television, and was surprised that what's going on for this fall. When I first heard about it, I thought it was like a day or two. It's been going on for a couple of weeks. It's been going on for a couple of weeks. I'm like, you know, everybody is set up like I am, so I just came out here to give my support and, you know, make the change. I mean, change is another force, you know, as they say, the weak will inherit the earth. You are the weak that will inherit the earth. And right now, what's happening is that if you compare all the centuries of people, you know, marching for their rights, what makes this time really unique is that we are living, not even living, we are here at a time where capitalism really, really crumbling. So if this is crumbling, they're going to take, you know, severe measures to keep it up. In other words, the...
I think we might have lost the weight.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. Omar, can you hear us? We are standing by, hoping to get connected back with Mr. Omar, who was there live at the rally. We could definitely hear in the background that there were a large number of people. From what we were able to hear from some of the interviewees, that the spirit seemed high. They seemed resolute in their position that things need to change. You heard the first lady state that she was scared for her country, in fact, that her children and children's children would have to live in a society where things were unbalanced and unequal. We also heard people talk about the fact that things were unbalanced. I can recall seeing signs online where people talked about, you know, the system isn't broken, it's always been messed up and things of that nature. That seems to be the attitude and disposition of the people. Hopefully we can get Mr. Omar patched back in. All right, having a little bit of technical issues here, but nevertheless, when it gets back on the line, I'm curious to know, I want him to be our eyes and ears on the street. I even want him to be our nose and give us a sense of what things smell like, the vendors and speakers and platforms and that sort of thing. As I was mentioning before, everything that the people there on the street mentioned seemed to be what I personally am seeing online, not necessarily from the major corporate news stations, but from the some of the alternative sites that I view. Again, people just saying something is wrong, you know, and they sort of have the spirit of the Arab Spring, as they coined it, where people all around the country, excuse me, all around the planet rather, have sort of been fed up with the things, the status quo, and the way things have been going in this country. And so, as I mentioned, this is the Just Freedom Radio Show. It's your host, Jamal Brown, and we are holding on, hoping to get Mr. Omar back on the line. All right, I just got a note here in my ear that he is back.
Okay, I can't hear. That's the problem.
Okay. Mr. Hanley, before you grab another interview, I just want to I wanted you to take a moment and be our eyes and ears of the listeners. Tell us what you see, what you hear, and sort of the overall vibe that you're feeling.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Harley, very, very faint.
Okay, I'll
this
try
is Omar Haley. I'm live from New York. I am trying to get you someone else to speak to in a moment. 1 second,
well,
please.
Before you do that, Mr. Hanley.
Thank you.
Would you like to make a comment to live video?
Sure.
Okay, would you give us your name, please?
My name is Bob.
Bob, I'm sorry. How long have you been down here, Bob?
2 days.
2 days. And what put you down?
I'm sick and tired of corruption. I mean, we're being screwed by the banks. I just got a bank statement that they're going to charge me $5 a month just to use my ATM now. So to use my ATM out of their bank, I need to take their money. They're getting ready to run in here now, guys.
So the police are getting ready to bomb us?
That's what it looks like.
Ah, yes. So, Bob, you're
just
tired and fed up of what...
I am. I'm unemployed. I'm sick and tired.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Hello, I'm from Blog Radio. Would you like to give us an interview?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. I'm from Blog Radio. Would you like to give us an interview for a minute?
Yes.
Oh, sir, can you tell me what your name is?
Norberg Beavis. Norberg Beavis.
And what brings you out here today?
Well, I'm looking for a social, economic, and political justice and equality.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here since, five o'clock.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Mr. Hanley, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I cannot hear anything for the amount of noise that's here. Hopefully that you're coming across.
Thank you, Bob.
Hopefully I'm coming across to you.
Yes, you're coming across just fine.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Hanley.
Can you now.
Okay, great. Take a moment and be our eyes and ears. Tell us what you're seeing and what you're hearing there in the spot that you're in right now.
I'm looking at a crowd of about maybe 2,000 people all gathered together in unity, all holding up signs, jobs, education, health care, and everybody seems to have the same feeling out here of harmony and love and just here to give support, and I'm hearing a lot of things from different people. And like I said, it's really hard to hear you with the amount of noises here. And the
police
appear to be forced to do something. They keep pushing people off of the sidewalk into the park.
Have you witnessed some police violence or misconduct yourself?
No, I haven't, not as of yet. But they are quite forceful.
Got it. Hopefully that remains true throughout your stay there. What brought you down to the area?
I'm sorry?
What brought you down there to ground zero, so to speak?
I'm down here basically to show support for what's going on at the moment. Because what's happening is affecting all of us. And greed seems to be what it's all about.
Right. In your view...
It's all about greed. I'm sorry.
I hear you. In your view, roughly how many people are in the block, in the area that you can see right now?
I would say about 1,500 easy.
Wow. And read us some of the signs that you say people are holding up. Give us a few that you can see clearly.
Yell the bankers.
Say it again.
Say that again, Omar.
Jail the bankers. Wall Street. Oh, they're moving the sign around. I'm sorry, I can't see it. They're flipping. Let's see what else is out here. Justice and peace for all.
Justice and peace for all.
Yes. Jobs, education, and health care. Those are a few of the signs that I can see from here.
And how long have you been down there? How long do you intend to stay?
I've been here for 2 hours right now. And right, I'll be here for maybe another 2 hours or so. And I will return again tomorrow.
Awesome.
I'll return every day until this is all over with.
Beautiful. Now, it's been my experience that all marches, all rallies sort of have a song. Have there been any songs or chants that have come up that have caught your ear?
Sorry, the noise is very loud here. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, not a problem. I said, from my experience, all rallies, all marches have always had a sort of a song or a chant, several of them, in fact. What songs or chants have been sung?
At this point,
there is
no chant right now. Right now, there are a few people giving speeches, but I cannot get close to them. I can't hear exactly what they're saying. Would you like me to try to get close enough for you to hear them?
If you could, and also if you can maybe grab a few other protesters on your way.
Oh, absolutely. Stand by, please.
Certainly.
Hello. I'm Omar. I'm from Talk Radio. You did promise to give me your
name. Yes,
have your name, please.
My name is Malik.
Malik, what brought you down here today?
Brown people.
Brown people?
I came here to bring brown and Latino people here. I've been here since the second week to do my mission to educate my brown people.
Great.
You know, so that's what I'm doing. I have a site called OccupyTheHood.org, and what we're doing is, you know, just trying to educate the people why they should be here, the meaning of what's going on in Wall Street and how it affects us in our community, because if the white community is sick, we got the flu. You know, it's real. You know, so, I mean, that's basically what I'm here for. I feel like I'm security. I feel like I want to watch. I want to see what's going on, because if this does make change, we don't want to be in the same position we were in before. You know, so my brother's like him, like us, so every day I have to bring a new brother down, new sister down. I get on the internet, I even yell at my brothers and sisters, like, you need to be down here. They don't know why. Even if I have to come with free food, we come down, we learn a little something, bring a little something to your children. But we have economic disaster in our neighborhood. It's just hurting them now.
Absolutely.
A lot of us were born poor. A lot of us born disenfranchised. And we silence ourselves, and we're in an economic chokehold. We're scared to say something. I'm saying it. I'm coming every day. My son's coming out from school next week. And my daughter think we'll be going to school in Atlanta, and they're coming. And I'm going to make them come. They're going to learn, because, like I said, we have Black Wall Street. They didn't even hit that. They came in and took that. So why shouldn't we be here occupying it? You know, that's my thing. Our bones is underneath Wall Street. We built Wall Street. So this is part of me. I'm going to be here, whether they like me or not. You know, that's about it.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm from Blog Radio. Would you like to give us an interview?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Change that Obama spoke about,
but I'm here to help the people overthrow the rich and make some of that money really trickle down to the poor. We need to start feeding and taking care of homes and bring our jobs back to America, bring all the corporations back to America, and bring the jobs back to the people. I'm here to America for America, bring our jobs back to America.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I get a comment, please? The blog video? You want to hear it live right now?
When?
Blog radio.
Blog radio.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on. Run a line. Run a line.
Hello. Hello.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
And your name is?
My name is Khalil.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here since the third day. I mean, on and off. Like, I go to work and then I come back down here. You know, I come here in the mornings and I come here in the evenings.
Why are you here?
I'm here to support this movement here. It's to show solidarity.
And what is your movement about?
It depends. Like, it's about, to me, it's about the basics. Who clothes myself. Depending on who you ask, you might get a different answer. But I know what I'm down here for. And that's because there needs to be groups like this out in the streets. You know, even if the draw attention to the other thing. Also, to build with people that is deeper than just like the so-called fat cat. Like to talk about war and how that affects society. And even with the some of the states that don't necessarily stand with the idea of being part of the 99%, because their idea of the 99% includes people that make $250,000 a year, but they're not in the same class.
It appears if we have been disconnected once again, Mr. Hanley. But definitely some deep thoughts, some deep sentiments are present with the folks there on the ground. It's phenomenal that you hear people, you know, taking care of their obligations by going to work. You heard people say they go to school, but yet they find time, they carve out time to be back. And as some people said, show that solidarity, just want to be counted, just want to let the banksters, as they say, know that they're not just going to sit back and be quiet as they continue to get robbed. People are feeling, as one man said, a chokehold around his neck, an economic chokehold, if I'm not mistaken, is what he said, around his neck, and no longer want to take that. And so personally, Jamal Brown's personal opinion, that's definitely admirable to hear in this day and age where people, you know, have been labeled as being apathetic. People have been labeled with not caring. People have been labeled with just purely being out for self. Here we see a large number of countless thousands of people coming together, black, brown, white, Asian, Latino, all coming together saying, hey, we are the people. We are the we the people that is written about. And they're showing up, standing out, and standing up rather for themselves and for all of us who have not had the opportunity to make it down there. Looks like we're trying to reconnect with Mr. Hanley. Let's hang tight. And hopefully we get him back on the line here.
Hello?
Mr. Hanley, we're here.
Yes. I lost you again.
No, it's okay. As long as we reach back, that's just fine. Tell me.
I want to have him back out of the crowd because I cannot hear you any longer. Give me a second to get out away from the crowd.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have the police stepped up their their presence there since we started talking?
Yes, they have. If anything, it has grown.
Got it. What are the police actually doing at this point? What are the police doing right now?
Right now, they're just actually standing around watching the protesters, taking pictures, and just keeping an eye on everything, but they're not actually doing anything at this point.
Got it. Have you seen the protests get out of hand? Have you seen the protests be violent? Have you seen the protests do anything offensive towards the police?
Oh, absolutely not. It's all peaceful. It's nothing that... there's something going on over here. I want to see what it is. It's just a large group of the street.
Okay, describe to...
I can't see from here.
Okay.
Okay, there's another second march headed this way.
Okay.
North, and the police are running down to do something with them. I don't know exactly what it is.
Got it. What's sort of the protester to police ratio that you're seeing?
Oh, it's hard to tell because they're in uniform, motorcycles, and on foot. And there are thousands of them out here, actually.
Wow. Have you personally witnessed any acts of police brutality or police overuses of force?
No, not at this time. They're just very forceful when they speak. There's this move.
Really?
Yeah, and with...
Got it. Would you say that there are more protesters? Would you say that there's more protesters than police, or more police than protesters?
Well, from my vantage point, there are more protesters right now, but the police are totally surrounding the protesters, and it's difficult to count them because they're surrounded. They have everybody totally surrounded here, and they are setting up barricades.
There's
a separate march going on in another direction that's going north up here. I'm in the park, so I cannot see where the other marchers are headed.
And so this is a new concept to me. So there's actually several different marches, or, you know, a number of different marches taking place in different directions and different sort of agendas, so to speak. Highlight that for us, please.
From my advantage point, I only could see one that I don't know if they broke off from this here and just headed that way, but they were leaving from this direction, and it was a large group of them headed up north. I have a protester here.
Like, the very front.
1 second, please.
Take your time.
Live radio. Broadcast live.
I have a protester here that she's holding up a sign about
Read
the
it for us,
police
please.
Department.
What
I'm
does it say?
I'm going to put her on right now.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Omar Haley. I'm broadcasting from Blog Radio. Could you tell us what your sign says?
It says, "Dear NYPD, who will put up the barricades when it's your union being busted? You are the 99% too."
And your name is? I do. And what brings you down here?
I'm here because I'm concerned about the distribution of wealth in our country. I'm concerned because so few hold so much while there's so many people who are scraping just to survive.
Fantastic. How long have you been here?
I've been here off and on since the 5th day. I've been camping for about 2 days now.
Great. How long do you plan on staying?
I camp on my days off, so I'll probably not camp on Thursday night, and then I'll come back over the weekend.
Thank you, too.
Omar, if you can hear me. Omar, could you repeat that sign for us one more time?
All right. Could you repeat the sign one more time for the radio? It
says, "Dear NYPD, who will put up the barricades when it's your union being busted? You are the 99% too."
And that was from June. A protester standing on in front of the park holding up a sign facing the police.
That's awesome. That's awesome. If we can talk with June for a few more moments, I would like to know a little bit about her economic status, if she didn't mind sharing, and sort of, you know, speak on more as to why she's there.
Okay, I'm gonna hand her the phone. Maybe she can hear you better.
Okay, great.
You can take the phone.
Yes. Hello.
June, this is Jamal Brown
with
the Distant Freedom Radio Show. June, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
All right, I'll talk a little bit louder if I can. Again, why? Tell us a little bit more about why you're there. What's bringing you down? We heard you said you camp there on your days off. Why are you there?
I'm here because I'm concerned about the way that wealth is distributed in our country, the fact that so few can have such a vast amount of money while other people, the vast majority of people, are scraping just to survive.
Well, certainly, certainly. Now, would you consider yourself middle class, upper middle class, low class? What do you consider yourself?
My upbringing was probably lower middle class, and I would consider myself now.
Got it. Now, are you protesting alone? Or are you there with a cadre of friends?
I'm here with friends.
Awesome.
And I have been protesting alone for a couple days.
Got it. And your friends, do they share your same views as to why they're there? Or what are some of the other reasons why you hear other people there?
Why are other people here? I mean, I think there's a vast, like, I think that people are really disgusted with the way this country is. There's a lot of reasons that people are here. People are concerned about, like, what's going on in Palestine. People are concerned about, like, so many issues, and I think all of them are tied up in economic justice, however, and the way that money is being spent with our country. People are concerned about the fact that banks have been bailed out, but the people are not being bailed out.
Now, your sign has got to be one of the more well-thought-out signs that I've heard of. What motivated you to write that, and sort of what was your mindset behind writing it?
I guess I was getting really angry during the march that a lot of unions were participating in, and seeing the cops barricade us off and not let us take the street, when, like most police forces have unions, and it seems ludicrous to me. Like, honestly, if the police step down, we might be able to, like, make a much larger change right now, but the cops are bustling to, like, barricade us in and shut us up as much as they can, which is really ironic.
Certainly, certainly. Have you had a chance to dialogue with any police officers?
You know, I really haven't, aside from, like, no, not that I can think of, aside from, like, yelling at them.
I'd be anxious to hear from a police officer and his or her thoughts on them doing their job. Are you a part of a union yourself? We heard you talk about the union and your sign reference.
Actually,
union. Are you part of a union?
I work part-time as a social worker for a really supportive agency, and there is union support. I'm only part-time, but they do give me benefits because it is part of a union. I'm not sure the name of the union. I literally just started working this job like a month ago.
Okay. Are you part-time by choice, or what sort of...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you part-time by choice, or are you just one of the few people, again, seeking wages and seeking employment?
I'm part-time because of what they had available.
right. How long were you unemployed, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, I was employed, actually, with a restaurant that wasn't giving me my pay, so I quit and then had to fight them to get my pay.
Wow. What sort of is the racial makeup from your perspective of the protesters out there?
The racial make of the protesters? You know, like, there is a lot of, like, white folks, which I think is a concern with a lot of movements, that they're heavily heavily populated by white folks, and I'd like to see more racial diversity. There are a lot of people of color here, though. It's not, like, I'd say that white is the majority, but it's not it. Like, there are black people, there are Latino folks, there's people of all different racial backgrounds, which I think really says something about the reach of the message of Occupy Wall Street.
Certainly. June, thank you for hanging with us. A couple more questions. What ideally would you like to see happen, and sort of what realistically do you think will come about from your efforts and the efforts of all those out there with you?
What would I like to see happen because of Occupy Wall Street?
Yes.
To be honest, I would like to see Wall Street shut down, and I would like to see a system that is not capitalism ruling our country.
The naysayer may say, you know, that June, that's too futuristic, or that's too out there. Yeah, they might say, be realistic. So realistically, what do you think might happen?
What do I think might happen? I don't know. I'm here waiting out to see what's going to happen. I'm hoping that at the very, very least, like, there will be reforms made on the way that wealth is distributed, that there will be taxes on the rich and less taxes on the poor. And I think that we need to institute at the very least, like, a welfare state that provides more for the lower and the lower class and the middle class.
Right. So now some might say that sounds like socialism, June. So are you saying that you were like a socialist state here in the United States of America?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you right now.
Sorry about that. Some might say the thoughts that you just shared sound like socialism. Are you calling for socialism to overtake capitalism?
Socialism?
Here? Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I don't call myself a socialist, but I, you know, in college thought of myself as an anarchist for a long time and wanted to see the whole government go down. but as far as that goes these days, you know, maybe I am a socialist. It's taken me a long time to figure that all out.
Awesome, awesome. How long do you intend to be there? Are you one of those people that say you will be there until something changes? How long realistically do you see yourself being there?
Well, I'm in and out. Like, I work really early mornings on Fridays, so I won't be here Thursday night. But I'm here basically every day until it's over, at least for a few hours.
Got it, got it. June, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Can we speak about Omar, please?
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, sir. What has changed in the time that we've been on the phone with June? What has changed? What's happening now?
Right now, everything is quiet. There's nothing going on. There are still people giving out speeches. I'm going to see if I can get close enough to hear the speeches, what's being given out, what they're speaking about right now. And
okay.
If I see anyone interested, I will ask them for a comment. Actually, I see someone holding up a sign right now. Let me see if I can get them to say something.
Okay.
Live media. Would you like to make a comment?
Sure.
What would
I make a comment on
your comment? Well, let's start with your sign. What
does
your sign say?
My sign says, "We told you to expect us. You mad, bro?"
Would you like to give us your name?
Jay.
Jay. Hey, why are you here, Jay?
Well, I'm here for multiple reasons. My parents work. Both of them work jobs. You know, they never get a day off. There's no bailouts for them. I work because, you know, I can't afford school. I'm forced to work, you know, the job. I'm stuck in this, they get stuck in this cycle of, you know, work and sleep and work and sleep. And then, you know, they take all your money at the end of the week and they leave you with nothing. And I'm tired of it. I think we, the people, are tired of the bankers taking all our money, all our profit, and we want our money back. Where's our bailout? Where's the bailout for the American people?
Thank you, Jay.
No problem.
Now, if I can stick it.
I lost my photographer.
I'm still here.
Got it. What's the weather like out there right now? What are the elements you are battling with?
It's about probably maybe 60 degrees. Nice.
Oh, wow.
A very nice breeze.
Got it. As the weather begins to change, how big of an effect do you think that will have on the broadcasters, the protesters, rather, on hand?
Oh, I don't think it would. Because the people here seem to be very committed. The people are very committed here to their cause. Everyone I speak to, I don't think the weather is going to affect them at all. And if I should comment on something, if I should give you the wrong comment, it's only because it's extremely difficult to hear.
No problem. No, you're doing perfect. You're doing perfect. Are there any other protesters nearby?
I'm sorry. Right now I'm walking through the crowd.
Okay.
Trying to get close to where the speeches are.
Okay, great.
Yeah, people are just networking with each other right now and passing out free food, free water. They have an internet cafe set up here.
Wow.
Excuse me. I still can't hear what's being. I'm in the center right now. You should be able to hear what's being said in a second.
Check this out. Clearly, you don't want to part.
It just seems to be a strategy session right now. Hello? Are you still there? Hello? This is Omar Haley signing off from New York City.